assist at hand. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with his wife because I'm seriously in love with you and I desperately miss you. As I mentioned, I used the analogy that I put myself out there over and over again with Heritage Systems, with ads and things of that nature, and then sooner or later something hit. The obvious, the most blatant example is how I described that I got a phone call from a guy. He says, send me 10 of these. And I sent 10. Richard sent 10. You know, I talked to the guy, but Richard sent 10 of our display controllers to him. And later, it was a $1 million sale because he was the vice president of SIAC, which is part of the New York Stock Exchange. So, you know, being out there, suddenly make connections. And I've kind of tried to do the same thing because I'm building up points of reference, shall we say. Obviously, I have the example of MetaView sending the police, which is a rather bad portrayal of the institutional church. It's, well, I keep using the word disgusting because I think it fits. And I have, a year ago, I dealt with a gentleman who was named Pastor Something. I forget what he called himself. And he was overtly a white racist. As of today, because of the video that I put out, I'm now dealing with a black racist, which I find fascinating. And this will give me, you know, again, the ammunition to go and point out that just like there's no Jew or Greek, skin color is irrelevant. I have, you know, the line I constantly use, what's the difference between a white man and a black man? Skin color. What's the difference between a tall person and a short person? Height. It's just a unit of measurement. It does not define the character or the humanity, the fact that a person has a soul. So I think that has also come to the table. And because I did in March a video specifically to James, I was planning to put it online after I get the things that are currently in the queue done. That'll probably go out shortly thereafter. Because I do believe it's an issue that can bring some people to the table. So I have MetaView calling the police. I have YouTube calling what I said hate speech, you know? And so proclaiming obedience to Christ is now hate speech. So I have that evidence. I have the evidence of being able to, I think I pretty well shredded the guy who was talking about how Adam was white, and he missed you. I mean, it was easy to shred the way he misused the word Adam, as I said to James, one of the issues we have is in Acts 10, 13, 12, whatever it is, Simeon, who's called black, or the Greek word is nigger. And, you know, I mean, obviously, it's the analogy I have is I was going to use in a later video the number of people who can find that who will say Jesus Christ or Jesus something Christ, and it's a swear word. So you can take a very good term and turn it into a swear word. The term nigger means black, but you turn it into a swear word, and which is unfortunate, but it doesn't mean that the original word is offensive. I will make that case, as I did with James. I have this, I guess the best way to call him is quasi-Muslim guy. And I have now someone who appears to be a black Hebrew Israelite. And of course I have that the white racist, And I think, again, I'm going to make use of this because it seems appropriate to proclaim obedience to Christ. And that is my goal. That is my intent. And, you know, what did I proclaim that YouTube called hate speech? That obedience to Christ is defined in love. And not being part of the system, as the gentleman who folded his hands instead of giving the Nazi salute, you know, we will look at that and say, well, yes, he did a good thing, but if you do that today, if you don't rally behind the system today, you're a bad person. That's exactly what it is. And so we're now in a culture where people are being silenced dramatically. I've watched some people get, you know, from the mob. This is going to grow. And, you know, just as I gave the example to Julia in an email today, just as I was the pro-life advocate, I am going to proclaim Christ all the louder for two purposes. One, obedience to Christ. Two, to use it as a vehicle, hopefully to break through to some of my family. Because my kids are being set up to follow a cult. The institutional church very clearly is a cult. You can see that. Exhibit A, they will do the same thing a mob does. They will take any challenge and silence it, such as me. They can't take on someone who will point to the scripture to show their fallacy of what they do. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And Lord willing, out of the process, I'll reach some of my family, some of my kids, to prepare them to obedience to Christ, because there's a cost to it. And most importantly, I want to reach my wife. You know, it's been basically 8 years, and my love hasn't diminished. I have one lady. It's only been that way. It'll only be that way. And I want her back desperately. My fear is the lack of love she shows me may reflect in the lack of love being shown to our kids, and of course, no obedience to Christ whatsoever. It scares me, because I love that lady. Dorothy Jane, I don't think you have any idea how much I love you. But I love you.